Hello, and welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Pro, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of March 2025 and our current outlook. Political uncertainty continues to dominate financial markets. Tariffs and government layoffs have reduced near-term economic growth expectations and raised recession odds. Economists at JP Morgan now see a 40% chance of a U.S. recession this year. The Conference Board Consumer Expectation Index shows a souring consumer outlook, with the index falling to a 12-year low as consumers' near-term assessment of income, business, and labor market conditions sharply deteriorated. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report registered a reading of 57, down from the previous month's reading of 64 and the three-month-ago reading of 74. The Trump bump has transformed into the Trump slump, with the S&P 500 index wiping out its post-election gain and entering correction territory by declining 10% from its February all-time high in just 16 trading days. The popular stock index ultimately declined 5.6% in March. Value equities outperformed growth equities, and the growth-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index posted an 8.1% monthly decline. International equities continue to outperform and remain the strongest performing equity asset class year to date. The U.S. dollar has declined almost 4% this year, and gold closed above $3,000 an ounce for the first time ever. Gold prices have risen 19% this year and over 40% in the past 12 months. In its March meeting, the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady. The Fed sees 2.25% rate cuts in each of the next 2 years and updated its economic projections, anticipating slower growth and higher inflation by year end. The 2- and 10-year Treasury yields ended March at 3.89% and 4.23%, respectively, both little changed from the previous month closing levels. Stagflation concerns are growing as consumers grapple with the potential inflationary impact of tariffs along with a weakening economy. The Fed's preferred inflation indicator, the PCE price index, showed a 2.8% year-over-year increase in core prices, an increase from the previous reading of 2.6%. The Bloomberg Consensus U.S. real GDP growth forecast for 2025 was recently decreased from 2.3% to 2%. We believe the U.S. economy ultimately remains strong enough to avoid recession. Corporate bond spreads and weekly initial jobless claims are two leading economic indicators that remain at healthy levels. Additionally, the official unemployment rate stands at a respectable 4.1%. Market volatility is likely to continue, however. President Trump has declared April 2nd Liberation Day, where he intends to announce additional tariffs. First quarter earnings reports begin in April, and we think corporations will face challenges providing forward earnings guidance around a tariff policy that is constantly evolving. Murky guidance could push equity prices lower. Given equity market weakness, we executed a portfolio rebalance in March, but made no tactical allocation changes to our portfolios and retained a slight equity overweight relative to fixed income. We remain vigilant in assessing our portfolio positioning with an eye towards increasing equities if price declines continue. The S&P 500 has shown strong support at the 5,500 level, but if they were to breach this technical level, we see the next level of support at 5,300, which would represent a 14% decline from the February highs. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.